desire occurs, options possible.
Thanks, Dan. That was Blood on the Saddle. Well, it's just a little bit after 5 o'clock, and this is Chips with Everything, a British pop music show. We're going to be playing great British hits and mostly misses for the next hour. I'm the host, Quentin, and we have the I got the zoo in here today. We have Oren.
Hello.
We have Barry.
Hello.
We have Ivy.
Hi.
And we're going to play some really good music. How are you guys feeling?
Top notch. Yeah.
I'd say it's a beautiful really winter
good.
Day.
I feel really good.
Excellent. I think we're going to have lots of fun. This is half a centimeter of snow in Vancouver day to day. Did you guys go out sledging? Did you have a snowball fight? Did you build a snowman?
I was too busy covering everything.
I
in
did
rock
at the
salt.
Playground.
You did. Bye, Dan. Bye, Dan. He's going
right. Bye, Dan.
Dan from Blood on the Saddle is giving high fives all around. Woohoo! Okay. So we all have been enjoying the snow.
Was there snow? There was a bit, wasn't there?
It was forecast. Are you trying to say it didn't come?
Oh, yeah. There was a snowman in front of our house, and there's a lot more snow coming, so everybody get ready.
You know, Vancouver's the only town where I've ever lived where they put the rock salt out like 24 hours before the snow is supposed to arrive. They're so careful about it. Amazing.
It's really slippery outside, so watch out.
That's right. Okay, let's just sit back and listen to some new tunes.
At only £5.19 and 6.
It's a gift, it's a Timex.
Only 87 and 6.
It's a gift, it's a Timex.
Only 73 shillings.
It's a gift, it's a Timex.
Timex is the gift.
It's not the size of the dog in the fight, but the fight in the dog. Let surprise take a slog, and if you get a knife from behind, know you're nice and in front. I wouldn't say a word till I've walked a mile in your shoes. But once a mile from you, I got to what the fuck I choose. Wearing nice new shoes. Give the good news by way of fists. The mind plays tricks on the fighter who wishes kindness is right and both sides win. Push the limits of stubbornness to finish up above the stubbornness of silly limits. Run the ring around your finger and wheel the ring around to bring it. The joy of the fight is the fight in the boy. I'm making this up now, finding a point. Is it if you can't win, then run you win. The coming to fists is the fun of a thing. It's all just lads and the normal ambience. Fall or stab and then call an ambulance.
I can't resist anything.
Lucifer!
Or temptation.
Come here. Your hero is only ordinary. He's just a hero a moment more than you and me. You have nothing to lose but your chains. So it maybe might rain. And yeah, maybe slight pain or a day like slaying.
Do it, do it!
At the end of the tunnel there is always light. It just might be a train.
If you're going through
Well, that was probably the best known track, maybe, from the last album by The Streets, If You're Going Through Hell. You guys heard that one before?
No, I've never heard any of this stuff before.
It made me want to keep going.
There's a fairly well-known remix of it by Diplo. No, Shrugs, Blank Expression. How about you, Ivy? Do you know that song?
Yeah,
shaking.
We're shrugging.
What are you wanting to say then?
I don't really know that dance.
No, fair
enough. Not the only one.
Yeah, but I looked up Richard Norris for the previous song.
Yeah, we did open that set with... well, you tell us all about it.
Well, I don't know anything. He was born in 65.
Happy birthday.
He started making music as a teenage member of St. Albans punk band Innocent Vickers.
I'll go with that far.
Keep going.
That's all I'm going to say.
And now he's the time and space machine?
Yeah.
Is that the one that sounded like kazoo vocal?
No, that was just the first track.
Oh, sorry.
First track of the show, my friend. It's 17 minutes past Dave, because he did call.
Poor Dave, he can't be here, but instead we have Ivy. Ivy, do you have anything you want to say to Dave?
He's feeling kind of sick.
Well, someday I want to see the dog. You're babysitting right now.
Yeah, I'd like to see that dog too, Dave.
That is the reason that Dave is not here. He's babysitting a dog.
Yeah, and what did you call the dog?
I think his name's Death's Door.
No.
Because he's on Death's Door.
No, he's not. He's
perfectly healthy.
Quentin had a great comparison for who's
it's
dog.
This dog is the Stephen Hawking of the doggy world.
He's nowhere near death.
Doggy world?
Yeah. 30 years ago, this dog was given 4 doggy months to live. And it's still with us today. And in order to make itself held, Dave has to hold a little microphone onto its neck.
Yeah.
And it goes, bark, bark.
What the?
That's true. It's true, I tells ya, Ives. Yeah. It's true, I tells ya.
Miracle dog.
So, yeah. Such is the life of a professional dog sitter.
Yeah,
that he can't be with us today. So, but I guess we dedicate the next song.
This is for all the dog sitters.
Yeah, what's the next song? Let's go.
Well, Ivy made some requests. Ivy, should we play one of your requests today? Now?
What was your request?
Say what it is. What's coming up?
Today's song we're going to play... The Ivy League, that's why I'm crying.
Okay, and did you choose it for another reason other than the fact that the band is called the Ivy League and you're in it?
Yeah, that's my name, Ivy.
So what's the song about?
It's because the man is alone and he can't, and he has nobody to get his troubles with.
Like the dog.
Just like the dog that Uncle Dave is looking after. So this one is for Uncle Dave and the dog. Thanks, Ivy. It's That's Why I'm Crying by the Ivy League. Yeah.
The alphabet has only 26 letters. With these 26 magic symbols, however, millions of words are written every day.
Pick up your winter issue of Discorder, as the Jan-cember issue is packed with goodies that will warm even the coldest of cockles. Take a dip with Dixie's Death Pool, a spacey art rock collective, or read up on local outsider pop music makers, World Club. Cozy up on the couch with Filmstripped, featuring a review of Color Me Obsessed, a documentary on The Replacements. And in case you missed the memo, 2012 is almost here. Check out the Discorder album picks of 2011. Don't forget to pick up your special Jan-cember issue of Discorder.
I'm a Shimano Ultegra now, ain't you heard? Through the trauma, Gemma Guntrip has failed as a friend. Venezuela, Australia, then me. But when it's too late for drunks and too early for milkmen, give me the moonlight, give me a spade. I've got soil on my fingers, I've got worms in my shoes. The stench of death lingers when I lie next to you. I've been allowed about an hour to comprehend that because I simply can't walk out the door. They've got rules by which I must abide, regulations to keep me secure. We would still have our Thursday afternoons. Consolation in the form of a halogen lamp. Dark was the night, cold was the ground. When you've got nothing to lose,
I'm free.
I'm free.
Menswear.
Brothers. And I'm Captain Peacock. I haven't held a club for years.
Well, that was a 1996 remix of the Are You Being Served theme song by a couple of dance guys calling themselves the Grace Brothers. Original song by Ronnie Hazelhurst Orchestra, of course. And before that, a little snippet from a kids' TV show called Bagpuss. And there's a disc out of, it's mostly kind of folky tracks. If you like the Incredible String Band, I don't think you'd be disappointed. So it's called Words and Music from Bagpuss. And before that, Half Man Half Biscuit have a new album, 90 Bicidol Crimmond, it's called. And that was Excavating Rita. And I got my buddy Oren in the studio here. So we were discussing Frankie Boyle as a Scottish comic.
That's right.
What's the sketch?
I think it's called Mock the Week.
Right. I've heard of this show, but I haven't
seen it. It was a panel show where people would be invited to offer a satirical commentary on the week's biggest news stories. And that is apropos of nothing except the movie, The Iron Lady, which I guess is being slagged up and down the critical boardwalk.
Why is that?
I think it tries to humanize Maggie Thatcher, which is always the wrong direction. Should make her even more of a demon, you know, a Gorgon. But yeah, I think it's about her dementia and her marriage and her doing dishes and slippers now and stuff. And so the person who was talking about this, there was a link to the show Mock the Week, and it was mocking preparations for her state funeral, which was going to cost many millions of pounds.
Oh good, they're already preparing it.
Well,
she's not dead yet,
actually,
right?
I know, that's what they were mocking that very week.
The fact that they were preparing a state funeral
for her. So they were all taking like broadside shots at her. And this guy, Frankie Boyle, suggested that they should just spend the £3 million on 3-pound shovels for 1 million Scotsmen who would then dig a hole so deep that they could hand her corpse over to Satan personally once she actually expires. Because he said that she wasn't popular in Scotland.
I did hear it said that there were some parts of Scotland that were having difficulty showing the movie because essentially it invited bricks. Whenever any bus shelter with the poster for the movie in it got smashed. Any cinema that was showing that got smashed. I don't know. Come on.
Well, what?
Isn't that a bit of a brown shirt behavior itself?
Of course it is. But, you know, those feelings run deep in places where she took away the milk money and put pensioners out in
the
street.
That was so long ago.
You said that your very own kinfolk were badly affected by the removal of the milk. No, the heat subsidy.
I never really quite understood that because that milk thing was before I was at school.
Yes.
And yet, when I was at school, we all got milk.
So. Do you have soft bones now because your milk ration was taken away?
That could well be why. Ivy, do you guys get free milk at your school?
No.
They don't all line you up once a day and make you drink milk?
No, of course not.
Excuse me, of course not. When I was at school, we did that. And that was post-Thatcher.
I think that only happened a long time ago when you were a little boy.
Yeah, that's right. It was to prevent the onset of rickets and hysterics and the other diseases that
gingivitis.
we were subject to at the time.
Well. And at my school, my teacher, his name is Lloyd, and we always get 2 times at centers a day.
Really? Instead of a milk break?
Yeah, we actually have a lunch break and a recess break.
Oh, I see. Well, that hasn't changed.
Those things remain
the same. Even Thatcher couldn't take away lunch breaks. In fact, back in Thatcher's day, they were much longer. We got an hour and a half for lunch.
Did you?
Yeah. Hey, Baz, didn't you say you were going to go and see that Iron Lady
fly? But you had to
work
in a coal mine for an hour?
Haven't seen it yet.
Oh, yeah, we are going to. One of Barry's distant relatives is a character.
In?
Yeah, his wife's uncle is Erin Eve, who's actually a principal character in it.
Yeah.
You know, I said, they're just going to have him on so they can kill him, but well, apparently he's a main character.
I know, but is it more about the escape from Colditz?
No, it's not about the... I don't know. I don't really know.
He was her advisor. He was a very close advisor. Campaign manager, behind the scenes manipulator on behalf of the British intelligence establishment. Not a well-liked character in his own right, I would say. That's just, you know, judging from...
He did escape from Colditz, and he has Barry's uncle-in-law.
I know. So we shouldn't say anything more that's bad about him.
But yeah, he was...
He's more like a great-uncle, I think.
He was murdered by the IRA in about 1971. At that point, I think he was the Northern Ireland secretary.
Yeah.
Only recently appointed. Yeah. Anyway, should we settle back and listen to some music?
Okay.
That's a great idea.
to love ain't nobody's angel child, and he won't pay any mind to you. One man gives me his diamond stud, and I won't give him a cigarette. One man treats me like I was mud, and what I got the headman can get. Love ain't nobody's angel child, and he won't pay any mind to you. One man gives me his diamond stud, and I won't give him a cigarette. One man treats me like I was mud, and what I got the head man can get. That's love.
All guys, there's a look in his eyes. He's the only one for me. nice to him, mama.
He is special, this one. He's the midnight sun. He's the great big Caesar three. He's the king of all guys. There's a look in his eyes. He's the only one for me. I've had lots of boyfriends, mama. They just took me out for fun. But the one I met this summer, this one's different. He's the
one of the best of the British female vocal bands of the 60s and the 50s, actually, in that case, the Vernon Girls. They originally started as a choir, an advertising thing for the football pools, which was sort of a scammy gambling thing where you bet on football results. And they just kept on going, eventually whittled down to a three-piece.
Yep.
And brought
didn't
a bunch
whittle
of
down those Liverpool accents.
No,
all.
They didn't do much with the Liverpool accents. They kept, in fact, I think they exploited them when the Beatles
That's
came
very
along.
Cool.
They had a not quite as you know, not as don't tap the mics, babes. They didn't underplay the Liverpool accents because they.
Well, because the Beatles were popular,
at that point,
you,
yeah,
could get some reflected glory.
And they actually had a couple of cash-in hits about the Beatles. They had a song called We Love the Beatles, and they appeared with the Beatles. And, well, they were famous before the Beatles were, anyway.
Hmm.
So
better than the Beatles, would you say?
Better than the Beatles. Better than the Beatles, yeah. Yeah. And more influential, too.
Yeah. No, those were nice, you know, swinging, twisting kind of tunes, and just none of that, you know, sort of like weird harmony kind of let's rip off the Shirelles kind of sound.
No, they weren't. They were definitely doing their own thing.
Yeah.
So the opening track was That's Love, which sort of is a takeoff from Carmen, the opera, via Carmen Jones. Have you ever seen that Carmen Jones, the kind of jazz version of Carmen? It's a great flick, man.
I'm totally ignorant.
Jeez. I thought you knew everything about jazz.
Are you kidding?
It's a tall order.
Very limited knowledge.
Plus, well, I forgot to read college.
Oh, God. My problem is my memory is failing.
That's it. So you once did know these things?
I once knew much more than I do now.
Anyway, that's what it is. There's I think all black cast jazz version of Carmen.
No, are you talking about Black Orpheus?
It's a similar concept to that, except it's Carmen instead of Orpheus in the underworld.
Yeah, I'm unaware of this.
But yeah, okay. I recommend it. I should rent it.
Carmen Jones, put it on your download.
I'll look into downloading it.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's probably there's a good
about
torrent. I'll forward you a torrent.
Who rents these days?
Somebody does, actually. That video store around the corner from us always has people in it.
Incredible. I can't believe it.
I guess I could give a shout out. You know, Videomatica has a little kiosk in Zulu Records now.
I know, because they closed down their main shop.
So I recommend everybody goes there and buys things.
Yeah, they're mainly selling very obscure videos.
Was it for selling or for renting?
I don't think they're renting anymore. No, they've given all their stock to UBC. By the way, here we are at UBC, CITR. 101.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They gave them their archive.
They gave the whole thing to UBC, and plus SFU got about 10% of it, which is the whole documentary collection. So it'll soon be available from the library at UBC. Think of that. You can get everything at Videomatica at the UBC library pretty soon.
That'll be good.
Yeah.
I don't have a card. I know you guys do, but...
Well, you can get a community user card.
Okay, I'll call you at your office.
Much charge. But, I mean, that's a huge vault full of DVDs. It's enormous.
It's true. I know. Good old Videomatica. I'm actually glad they're limping on.
Almost 30,000 titles.
It'll probably be a short-term
right?
I don't know if you guys knew this, but one of the employees at the Zulu is Robin Boogie, who's probably the best movie writer in Vancouver. I don't know if you've ever read his he does a comic called Cinema Sewer.
Oh.
And he's one of the he's an excellent cartoonist, but better than that. He's just a very, very amazing movie.
Well, here's the thing. I never read movie... For movie reviews, I only read the last sentence, and I base my opinion on that.
That's wise.
For all you movie reviewers out there.
I don't read them either, except for Robin stuff.
I don't read
because that's because I want to find out about things, but I would never pick up the paper and read it. It's 9 minutes to six, and at that point, meaning at six, it'll be Queer FM with Aidan Saint and his standing there looking
out
good.
It's
oh, he's holding a polka album.
No.
Are you going to be spinning some of that?
No.
I'm curious. What are you going to be doing this week?
We're doing the Taboo Sex Show review and Samantha Mack, some Velvet Steel, lots of fun.
Lots of special guests.
Okay, keep listening. They're going to be on here at 6 o'clock. That will be good fun, I'm sure.
Polka free edition.
I got the new, well, I don't know how new this is, but it says recent 45 by Bad Fate.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's who you got. They just played last night at Zoo Shop, I heard.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah. It was a riot.
Yeah, it was a great show.
I know. So I thought I'd give it a spin. It's called Lungs. Here it comes.
Ooh. the best of your life away. Dream of an autumn day, dream on the 1st of May. Blow away, windy day. Ivy is green and young and its leaves are bay. Windy day, windy day. Let my dreams scatter where they may. Ooh, ooh, blow away, windy day. Churches are white and old, let my thoughts all stray until a soft October day. Windy day, windy day. Day, windy day, windy day, windy day.
Well, that just about wraps it up. That was Ivy on a Windy Day by The Free Design, and I brought that because I suspected that was going to be the other song that Ivy was going to request, but she ended up requesting the Ivy League. But I thought I'd just play it anyway because it's so excellent, The Free Design. Before that, Bad Fate, their latest 45 Lungs. Thank you for listening. Oren, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me. Pleasure.
Dave, thank you for not coming in today. Barry and Ivy, thank you for being here. They're not in the room, but I think they're listening next door. And we'll be back in 2 weeks' time. Make way for Queer FM.
Girls, if you'd be so kind.
This can't be good. What am I supposed to do?
Survive.
We'll be right back.